Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. This is going to be a
mouthful, handful, mindful.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for calling the cops on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on. There's more, okay?
There's a lot more.
She says, am I the jerk? Allie and DZ, in the spring, I found out that my spouse has an addiction problem. I found small vials of controlled substances empty in my home where we live with three young kids. After being fired from his job for issues documenting the substances, he finally admitted to me that he had been stealing and taking medication from his work to support his habit. He then started a new job. He did it again and ended up earning himself an OWI. Tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes on. She says, a few weeks later, he shoved our young child into a bike in a fit of rage. That evening, I found three more empty vials. So that was my last straw, and I called the police. Our child has no physical injuries, so no charges were filed. However, the police did contact his employer to inform them of the empty vials, and he lost that job as well.
Ugh.
We're struggling financially and may be in jeopardy of losing our home and our vehicles due to this loss of income. And he reminds me every day that it's because I took it too far.
Hold on now.
By calling the police.
Okay.
I got goosebumps. This is so upsetting. Am I the jerk for calling the police? Wow. Okay. She didn't say she wanted to be anonymous, but we're not putting somebody.
Nope.
This is a personal.
Nope.
There are so many people dealing with addiction, and then to have a spouse, and then so many people who don't even know their spouses have an addiction, much like her. You'd think, how do you know? It's a thing. Trust me, people go to great lengths to hide their addictions.
When you're just finding out that your husband has a problem, right? Like, it's been hidden for who knows how long.
Yeah. Who knows how long, right?
That's hard. That is hard.
She's saying we're struggling financially, but what else am I supposed to do? And he's now blaming her. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. Did she take it too far? Did she, for calling the police? Because now he's lost another job. I mean, I feel like he's going to lose every job until he gets help, right?
Exactly. And I think, unfortunately, I don't want
to. What's going
to
happen?
I don't want to be leading or telling. I'm not trying to finesse this in any way.
I don't have a spouse with addiction. I don't know what that's like.
I don't think that their financial struggles come from many different things, right? You know, if you've got a substance abuse issue, 9 times out of 10, my money's going to be on the fact that your money, any extra is going towards
She's saying they're struggling financially. Oh, because he was stealing a lot of the drugs. We think.
Maybe.
We don't know.
And I don't want to presume. But
I'm assuming
the money that isn't there for the home is being used outside of the home to buy things that you don't need to be buying.
A friend of mine who's been divorced for years now, at the end, found out her husband, she did not know. This was part of the divorce. She found out he had a very serious drug problem. He had spent $200,000 she did not know about. I'm not kidding you.
She ain't know until after?
No.
Dog.
He was hiding it. That's why I'm saying.
Okay.
People go to great lengths. There could be a credit card. There could be this. Who the hell knows how people get, you know, you do what you, some people steal.
Yeah.
Some people just need help, right? He's stealing. We know that because he needs help, right? So she decides to call the police, and now he's mad at her for calling the police because he lost another job. Is she the jerk?
Let me preface this by saying the only reason I'm saying this is because she did not exit. She is the jerk.
For staying with him?
Because she called the cops and then nothing came from it afterwards. No,
oh,
he didn't. He didn't get arrested. He's
saying?
Not being held accountable.
That was the accountability, and it did nothing.
And it didn't work. You're the jerk because nothing happened from this, and you're still sitting there.
Well, something did happen. He lost his job, which even worse.
Even
that was
worse.
The other accountability that then yeah.
And I'm not trying to make this a blame shift, yeah. But you're being detrimental to yourself and to your kids when you're sitting there in that scenario, and you're giving him the glimmer of hope that his life isn't going to fall apart completely.
Well, he's not at rock bottom, clearly. Because
and we don't know where he is in life. I'm not going to say that substance doesn't take control of somebody and change the person that they are in nature. Mm-hmm. For all we know, he is a great father, he's a great husband and a good person when he's clean,
which is most people with addiction problems.
Thank you.
They do all kinds of things. They're totally different people.
But you're the jerk for staying in that scenario, keeping your kids in that scenario, and not letting him know, and not letting him genuinely see how bad things have gotten, clearly.
But she said, okay, that's fair, because I was going to say, but she said, am I the jerk for calling the cops on him? But that's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, because you called the cops on him and nothing happened.
Because you wanted help and you thought they were...
No files were charged because there was
The kid was okay.
Right? Like, all you're doing is now putting somebody into the system, and he needs to be in the system, but nothing happened.
I feel like she's trying to scare him, but that's not it.
Yeah.
Because all he did was lose his job and then gaslight her into blaming her for why he lost his job.
So I'm making it clear that I'm not gaslighting her into thinking she did something wrong. The only thing wrong she did was not leave. And so for calling the cops, you're the jerk. Nothing came from it. That's terrible for you, and I'm sorry.
It's tough because nobody wants to be in this situation. You don't want to be that. You probably don't want to leave. You got a family.
And you want to hold your husband down and take care of him. But holding him down sometimes means leaving him so he can figure his own stuff out.
Somebody texted in, oh, heck no, she's not the jerk at all. I have a spouse who's 3 years sober. I would have called the cops on him too. She can't force him to get better. She needs to leave. Oh, damn.
If something came from it, great. Prayer hands up. Yes, thank the Lord or whatever you believe in, but nothing came from this. You're gonna set yourself up for a worse life after this.
You're right.
You gotta go, Ma.
Katie in Milwaukee texted in 414-533-1037. Not the jerk, and now she should consider a divorce attorney if he won't help himself.
I do agree with that one now. That's for sure. That is guaranteed. Guaranteed.
All right, we're gonna talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is a tough one. It's am I the jerk for calling the cops on my husband with a drug problem?
Mm-hmm.
So he's already lost a job. And then they found out he was stealing from the job, you know, stealing the drugs to get from the job wherever he works.
Whatever.
And he got an OWI.
He lost his second job.
And then he shoved their young child, so she called the cops. There was no physical injury, so no charges were filed. But then they called his employer and let them know he's still on drugs, and he lost that job as well. So now he's blaming her, saying, you took it too far by calling the police. We're already struggling financially. Is she the jerk for calling the police?
She's caught in a rabbit hole,
she can't win. I mean, this is just so sad. And let's start with Rasha in Oak Creek this morning and see what she wants to say. Hi, Rasha.
Hi.
Good morning. Hello.
This is a tough one. Am I the jerk for calling the police? What do you think?
No, she's not the jerk.
Okay.
He landed his hands on their child, whether it's her or her kid. If she does not call the police, he will go farther next time.
But if no charges were filed, Rasha, then that means now you've only just triggered this man, this abusive individual, man or woman,
on
right?
Drugs, who's on not themselves, period.
Right? Yeah. You know, now you've got this target on your back or your child's back because nothing happened.
Yeah.
But he would think about it before he touches them next time because she'll call the cops again.
You'd hope. At least now you're on the cops' radar. That's fair. Okay, yeah, Rasha, for sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
That he would know if he touches her or her kids next time. I mean, that's how physical abuse either starts, stops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the girl calls the cops from the first time, then it doesn't happen again.
You're right.
Usually.
It's documented now that they've been there,
right,
at least. So if you have a problem, again, if she does try to leave, she has some kind of document.
There's a record.
I've called the police and there's a record of that, even though I've done this kind of thing. So she is setting herself up to leave if she wants, if you want me to be honest.
Fair. I do hear that.
I think she should do that.
I hear that. that, and I'm just thinking, go get out right now, leave.
It's
heartbreaking. That's, you got
it's
kids.
Not that easy.
You got a whole bill, a whole life bill.
I do so many interviews about domestic violence and drug addiction on Sunday mornings with our community affairs show, and people do not leave when it seems
when
obvious because you literally, it's your family.
Mm-hmm. It's your livelihood. It's
your
everything.
Family.
It's everything. I know.
Like, nobody wants to leave their family, even if they're getting even if you're getting abused. People don't. It's
I guess,
hard.
Call me gung ho because I'm triggered.
It takes a long time to leave.
And I'm angry. You know, as a father, as a loving father, as a loving husband, you know, I'm mad and going, girl, get out. Yeah. Hit me up. I'll come scoop y'all up and y'all can stay at our house.
But it's not that easy.
I need to remove myself from this and realize that it really isn't that easy. And I'm having a hard time processing that.
No, but you're right. Leave, get out. I agree with
you.
But sometimes you get more knowledge and you get educated and you're like, well, it's not that simple to just leave like that when you have children and a home and all these things. Anyway, okay, Rasha said not the jerk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Much love. She
obviously,
had a great
I agree
points.
With her.
Great point.
Obviously. Let's go to David in Maguanago. He's always good with mental health stuff.
David?
Yes, David.
Something tells me he works well with others.
I try.
All right, so David, you wanted me to clarify what the question is. Is that right?
No, I got the question. Okay. I was listening to DV's points, and they were good ones, right? But if the question is she a jerk for calling, the answer's not the jerk.
Mm.
But is she a jerk for some of the other stuff where you don't want to blame shift, right? You're getting into empty threats, mm-hmm. nothing happened. Mm-hmm. It's the start of obvious domestic mm-hmm. abuse.
Empty mm-hmm. threats.
The family.
Oh, David, there's
and
something there, yep. Mm-hmm.
She may not know how to help him. So there's trauma bonding going on, and love is powerful, right? Like, she wants to help him, but she doesn't know what to do.
She
took the first step in calling.
Right. She wants her sober husband back.
And she might not be ready to admit. And if he's not a lost cause, he's not a lost cause. I don't want to say people that have substance abuse or are domestically violent that they're lost causes, because who knows what's going on. But
no, they're not,
But you can't put yourself in that.
There's a fear, like the fear of dependence, the fear on her partner, the fear of losing everything. Is he going to retaliate? He's already blaming her for calling the cops for them losing the house, so he's not taking any accountability.
It would change her whole life, and that's what you have to remember. And, you know, I did not go through domestic violence, thank God, or anything, you know, or a drug problem. But I will say, I remember even with my divorce, my therapist going, I said, well, I'm saying I'm leaving if this doesn't stop. And she goes, well, are you going to actually do that, though?
Or not.
And that's what David's got a great point, mm-hmm. honestly, is that if you can't have an empty threat.
You can't.
And that's kind of what my therapist was like. You can't go into your marriage and say, I'm going to do this. You have to do it or not. Otherwise, you're just wasting they're not going
to
get help.
And to me, it felt like the cops being called was that empty threat because he didn't get jammed up. He didn't get taken away. No charges were filed and nothing came from. He lost his job. But guess what?
But then he blamed her.
He's going to get another one and he's just going to blame her when it happens again, when it's not the issue. He's the problem.
And sadly, on average, it's going to happen multiple times in a relationship where nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then that's where it gets even worse, where the snake's eating its tail and you're going around and around and around, and it tends to be on, you know, hope.
The end zone,
The heartbreaking part of this is it's a drug addiction, so mm-hmm. you just want them to get help, but we all know how many times it can take sometimes to get someone clean. You have
this
to go multiple times.
This is true.
And you know they're not that person when they're clean, but that's not who they are right now. You know, it's so tough.
I remember seeing a man once that he was so just heavily down the rabbit hole of drugs that his eyes were brown. 6 months later, I saw this man clean. To my surprise, this man had the brightest blue eyes I have ever seen in my life.
No.
I was so taken back. I looked at him and went,
wow, the drugs are really doing that.
Charles, you got blue eyes, my guy?
No way.
I'd see this man every single day when I was managing the shop on the east side. Every single day and go, oh, Charles looking rough, man. Charles, he disappeared. I thought he had passed.
He got clean,
came back with blue eyes. I said, what?
Aww.
Listen.
A story of hope.
The story of hope.
There's hope. Well, David, thank you. You say not the jerk for calling the cops.
That's right.
Appreciate you, man. Much love, dog.
Appreciate it, David.
You too, brother. You too.
All right, last but not least, let's go to Ray in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Hi, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So
thank
this
you
is
for
a heavy
talking.
One.
Heavy one.
Heavy one. We don't always do heavy ones, but these are problems people deal with. These are moral dilemmas, and she's not alone. She's not the only person with a spouse with a drug problem trying to figure out what to do right now. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. So is she the jerk for calling the cops on the husband?
No. Mm. But she has to follow through with fulfilling her word.
Says. Like, I hear you.
Exactly. Because I personally went through this with my husband.
Okay. Go on. That's strong for you to even call and share that. Thank you, Ray.
I pulled him out 3 times.
Wow. Wow.
When I fought, I tried to save him. And I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I pulled him out 3 times. Let him back in the house. And then he knew how to get to me was through our son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for 3 winters after we split, he would call my son, and he knew how to finesse his way through.
Yeah.
And I could not say no to my son. Right. I could not say no to my son.
That's his dad. That's his dad.
And it's his, 100%.
So, of course, he knew what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, my whole thing was this. I knew what I want. I did not want my son to feel about me. And he was at the age to where he was going through my son, so he stayed on my cell for 3 winters, and then he got that itch in the spring. So I pulled him out 3 times. And my love for this man was way past, was not as strong as my love for my son, of course. So yeah. I let him stay on the sofa. We cleaned him up 3 years. And then him and I started getting into these physical altercations. And I said, that's enough.
Yeah.
Well, so as a wife, no, it's not. But she has to follow through.
Yeah.
And that's the only way, you know. Cut him off and give him an ultimatum. You either get, if you want to be with me, you either get clean or this is your life.
This is it.
Ray,
this is a line.
Thank you so much for speaking on it and talking about this and being just open as somebody who's gone through it, because honestly, I can't even imagine what you've gone through. And then to have kids involved and then kids who love.
It's so hard.
It's not black and white. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
When I put my foot down and I said, this is it. We buried him 6 months later.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, I'm so
Ray,
sorry.
The strength.
So
that,
it is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But she is not the jerk. She just has to follow through. And it's so tough when you have kids to say,
I'm done. Yeah, you can't just leave that.
You know what I mean? It is so hard because you want, especially if you come from a family of trauma, you don't want to put your back on someone who you love and said the I do's to. It's so hard. So if you are someone who's never had a traumatic childhood, it's easier to cut them off. When you've come through
from a healthier place and you know how to make better choices. But you can come from a broken home, though, and learn how to make better choices.
And fix things.
You can change. You can go to therapy. You can get help. You can go to there's all kinds of things you can do. And Ray, I'm really sorry that you went through that. I can't imagine. You know, it's a hard position to be put in.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can say is thank you for calling and just speaking your truth so that you can help somebody else, because you are helping somebody else listening today.
Yep.
You are talking to somebody, whether it's a man or a woman with a spouse with a drug problem or whatever, a friend. You're helping more people than you know by saying, take my word and follow through and do what you can.
As hard as it is.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Understanding the road is not easy, for sure.
It's not. It's,
and the evolution of the road, you know, it could start with one thing and evolve to another. And honestly.
Other people around you who are professionals to help you with some of these things. Okay, too. You don't have to have the answers, because you shouldn't. You're not a pro at this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like,
right.
How would you know? You need people. You need therapists and people to help you and make good choices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And help.
Because unfortunately, it becomes the whole family's addiction once you pull them, try to save them, you know, and that's the hard part. It's the whole family, you know, the kids is, you know what I mean? And then you have to think about what would they try to save their partner or, you know, it's kind of.
You know what? I got to say something. You know how, like, they do DARE programs at school now? These are the people they should bring in to talk to the kids.
I agree.
Not like, you know what I mean?
It's
like, I'm going to suggest that to some of the DARE officers. Like, why don't you bring, I know it might be too heavy for kids.
It might be, but it could be the great shaping experience that they need that'll stand out with them for the rest of their lives.
I don't know. Maybe it's not appropriate. I don't know. All right. Listen, Ray, thank you for calling. Seriously. Call anytime. Okay. And we appreciate you.
Thank you. Have
appreciate
a good morning.
You too, man. Just know you are loved and supported, Ray, for
that
real.
That is tough. Oh, it's heartbreaking. Oh, man. Let me go to the text here. So she wrote into the show, and she wanted to know if she was the jerk for calling the cops on her husband with a drug problem. And they've had lots of issues. He's lost two jobs, gotten an OWI. They have a kid. So they're going through it, basically. And she didn't know what to do. Oh, my goodness.
It's a not the jerk sweep, though.
Yeah. Somebody said, bawling on my way to work, but this conversation is so needed. Therapy, family therapy, start the kids young to avoid the family cycle. Let's see. Somebody said it will be hard, but she will come out stronger. Jenny and Tosa said addiction is a family disease. Whole family care is needed to heal. Families need recovery too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heartbreaking.
Wow.
If you or someone you know is battling substance abuse, help is available. Contact the Substance Abuse Administration by dialing 1-800-622-HELP or go to findtreatment.gov.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.